Tapped in exclusive. We are the internet, bitch.
What's the deal? It's your boy Rowdy Racks, 626 BSTPX3, AK Productions. Stay tapped in with Tapped In.
Tapped In. We're here today with Rowdy Racks.
Yeah, what's the deal? What's the deal?
Shout out Rowdy for joining us. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
Juju is resting up. He's like, I think something happened to him with his radiator and shit, you know? It's pretty
horrible.
Fucked up. Yeah.
That's horrible. Get well soon,
Juju. Yeah, Juju rest up with all the weird ailments and all that shit. But anyway, so originally from La Puente, right?
Yeah, born and raised.
Born and raised. So like, tell me a little bit about that, man. Like, what was it like?
Man, like, it was hectic.
Yeah, go for it.
That's my grandma.
Hey, if you got to take grandma, you could take that.
She calls back, I'll definitely answer.
Okay, yeah. I understand that. We could pause or edit this shit.
Growing up in La Puente, though, man, it was no joke, you know? It was definitely no joke.
Did you grow up with a lot of family out there, or was it just you?
Deep. My family's deep.
Tell me about it. You got, like, you know, your mom's family, your dad's family?
My dad's family, mostly. Like, my mom's family, definitely around, you know?
Where are they from originally?
They're from La Puente, too. But they're more, like, you know, Catholic and just real straight edge. Like,
yeah.
But my dad's family, they're crazy.
Crazy?
Yeah, crazy.
You got some good stories or what?
Got some good ones and some bad ones. Definitely.
You can give me both.
I'll give you enough, but I won't give you more than you can handle. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Yeah, but nah, well, I got cousins, aunts, uncles, you know, grandparents, all
there.
Oh yeah, from the hood, from the city.
Wow, yeah. And that's crazy. So like, you got a so you grew up with a lot of family.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think that like impacted you in some way, like positively, negatively? How did that?
Definitely positively. I mean, it impacted me positively. Yeah. Some of my cousins were impacted negatively, you know, just because, I don't know, I guess it affects everybody differently, you know?
Facts.
But
that's why I asked.
Yeah, but I mean, I loved it, you know?
You love them. You love your family. Definitely. Yeah, I feel that. I grew up around a fuck ton of family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think, to me personally, I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was great. It helped me a lot, you know what I'm saying? But like, I got cousins, I got, you know, people that are like, oh, fuck those fools, I don't want, you know?
Yeah, that's what I see. A lot of my family members, they're like that about each other.
But yeah.
I'm not.
You know? It's whack.
I love all of my family members.
Yeah.
I love having them around. I love their, their faults and everything. You know?
Hell yeah, yeah.
I love my family. I love
all that shit. Absolutely. So like, as far as your mom's, like growing up, like, was she into music? Like, what was she doing?
Nah, she was she was pretty much hustling, you know?
Damn.
Yeah, but like I said, I love every part of it, you know? Yeah. I love every part of my life. But yeah, my mom, she was definitely a big influence in my life, you know? She gave me a lot of my morals and a lot of my, like, quirks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely take after my mom a lot.
That's fire.
You know, but, and my dad too, I take certain parts from both parents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, it was a trip.
What was Pops like growing up?
He was in and out, you know?
But
he would just tell us, like, you know, would tell us how to be, what to do. You know what I mean? He wouldn't explain why or none of that type of shit.
Yeah. He'd just tell you, like,
no, this
up
is what it is, and this is what you do, and this is what you don't do, and that's it, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. Did you have a lot of brothers and sisters and shit?
I got two sisters and a brother. I'm the oldest one, though.
You the oldest?
Yeah.
Damn. So who's the, how old are the other ones?
It's me and then my sister Alyssa.
Yeah.
She's like 3 years younger than me. And then my brother Patrick, who's a year younger than her. Then we have a baby sister she's only 14. We're in our 20s.
Wow. That's crazy. That's cool for her though, because she got all the older siblings. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, it could be cool.
Yeah.
But
it could also be bad,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because she fucking up, so we honor, you know? We honor Case, you know? But it could be cool if she would just act right.
Does anybody else in the house fuck with music? Like, did your pops
not
fuck
really
with music?
None of my, I was like the first one.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, I'm the first
one. Out of everybody, though, in La Puente, really. Everybody.
No, out of, in La Puente?
Yeah.
I mean, there's other people that Fucked Up Music came out with music.
Oh, no, I meant just your family, though.
Out of my family? Yeah. Nah.
Just you?
Yeah.
Holy shit. So did you grow up with music in the house?
Nah, not really.
Really?
Yeah, nah.
Nothing?
I mean, like, oldies and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was some of the oldies, like?
Oh, definitely.
Your mom's was playing shit? Or?
There's definitely oldies and disco and, you know, yeah, a lot of the old school dance music and shit like that.
Hell,
know,
yeah.
Going on. Always being played and shit while they're cleaning up and whatnot.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, but when it comes to rap and hip hop and like people making music, I'm the first one that started that shit.
The first
shit.
One.
Yeah.
Did anybody else in your family put you on rap? Like, do you remember who kind of put you on? Or was homies that put you on?
Nah, my mom's and dad always played gangster shit, you know?
What they play at that? Tell me.
West Side Connection, you know?
Hell
DPG,
yeah, hell yeah.
You know, all that shit, all the California shit, you know?
Yeah, hell
there were
yeah.
some gangsters. There were some gangsters, so they always bump gangster shit, you know?
That's amazing, man.
Always, yeah.
I love that. I could see some of that influence, obviously, in the music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the beat selection. It's crazy. I almost hear, like, on some of your shit, I hear, like, G-Funk. On some of your shit, I'm like, holy shit, is this... Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like,
for sure.
It's fucking sick. I really like the styles that you blend. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So who was it that, like, in your family you feel gave you, like, this, like, work ethic or this drive to, like, make music? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think you got it from pops? Do you think you got it from, like, an uncle? Like,
honestly, in my family who gave me the work ethic, for the music,
yeah,
not really nobody.
Nobody.
Honestly, I just have a passion for music, like really. Yeah. Like I really have a passion for music. Like, you know, if I were when I was underage and shit going to school or whatever, I would listen to songs. Like if I hear the song twice and I like it, I know every single word.
Every
like,
lyric.
Every word, you know what I mean? So going to school listening to Lil Wayne or you know
Shout out Wayne.
The
yeah.
Game or, yeah. or you know DPG, I know all of their yeah. lyrics to all their songs. You know what I mean?
Is that who you were listening to when you were younger? Like,
yeah, but I also listen to artists that like a lot of other people like you guys probably wouldn't even know, like Brother Lynch Hung and X-Rated.
Fuck with Brother Lynch. Yeah. yeah, shout out X-Rated.
You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I listen to all that type of shit too. You know?
Hell yeah!
So
yeah, give me some of those like early like who were some other people you were listening to?
Okay, so like E-40, Too Short.
Shout out, yeah.
Brother Lynch, X-Rated, yeah. Mr. Doc.
Yeah,
Spice One.
Shout out Spice One. Yeah.
I listen to all that gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, Mac 10.
Shout out Mac 10 too.
All that type of shit.
That's sick, man. Yeah. That's crazy. So like, as far as you know, the music shit goes, right? At what point did you actually start thinking you're gonna make music?
Okay, so I've been in and out of juvenile hall and in the system my whole life. You know, yeah. so. When I would go to juvenile hall, I would rap the songs that I knew, like, you know, Spice One and Brother Lynch, a lot of Brother Lynch, you know?
Yeah.
And the homies would be like, hey, rap that song again, you know? Because we're all in juvenile hall. It's not like we have a radio or
yeah, right.
or iPod. Or
you are the entertainment.
Exactly, you know? I'm like, pretty much like
know,
a
you feel me? You're,
pretty much like
you're
a jukebox, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like a release for all of us, you know? Like,
right.
Bam, like we're listening to music through the homie, you know?
Yeah, hell
and,
yeah.
And it's not like I'm just rapping like the hook or, you know, just the chorus. Like I'm rapping the whole song.
Whole
yeah,
song.
So then one time I was in boot camp with my homeboy, yeah. one of my homeboys from my hood. So yeah. he was like, fool, why don't you make your own song?
Like write your own.
Yeah, you know, he's like, you know all these other fools' of songs? Like write your own song, my homeboy, Baby Swifty.
And I was Shout like, out, yeah.
I was like, I don't know, fool. Like that's weird, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, just do it, fool. I'll do it with you, you know? So we made a song and shit and rapped it and a couple of the other homies were fucking with it. So I was like, fuck, I'm gonna make another one. You know, then I made another one. And then it was like, you know what? Fuck, I'm gonna just start making songs. Like,
what year was this?
Probably like 2014. No. Way before that because I graduated. Okay, it was probably like 2010 or 2009. Yeah.
So around that time, you were kind of like, all right, let me just fuck with this a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, did you have any other like, did you ever work like a regular job or anything back then? Like,
nah, as a juvenile, hell
nah.
Nah,
never.
Nah, I was running the streets, bro.
You were doing your shit, yeah.
Yeah, I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
I was a freshman in high school. Hold on one moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm doing an interview, Mom. I'm going to call you back. I'm doing an interview right now.
Shout out, Moms.
So, yeah, hell no, I was getting in trouble, bro, when I was young, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... it was pretty much just for the homies, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't even for me, really. It was like, I want to make another song to show these fools to see what they think about it. Like, you know?
Damn. That's crazy.
Because we're all a bunch of badass kids in jail.
Yeah, you might as well. You feel me? Like,
hell yeah.
So, did you ever, like, I mean, that was 2010, right? Yeah. So, you start doing that shit. Did you ever think, like, when you were rapping in juvenile hall, that you would eventually be doing shows?
Hell no.
Because no. I seen your Instagram. I seen the live shows. They seem lit as fuck.
Yeah.
Could you even imagine that at the time?
I mean, I probably could have, but I didn't. No. You know, it didn't never cross my mind.
It wasn't in the plan.
Hell no. It never crossed my mind at all.
So what put rapping in your plan? What was it? How did it? You get what I'm saying?
Honestly, it was a lot of my friends, like my acquaintances, you know, like they would be like, bro, you're fucking hard, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always had in my mind when I was younger, like, I'm gonna be a gang member my whole life, like, you know,
right, this is
what I'm gonna do,
right?
You know, I'm gonna do this and that's how it's gonna be.
That's it,
you know. But there, like, a lot of people would tell me, like, bro, you're fucking hard, like, I know this person, they do this in the music industry, like, I'm gonna hook you up with them. And I'll be like, yeah, all right, like, cool.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
First thing I'll be like, oh yeah, where's he from and shit, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, he don't bang, or like, or he's from this place, like, oh yeah, all right, we'll see, you know, see what happens when I meet him and shit. Then, but then they'll be like, oh fuck, like, I don't even want to introduce you to him now and shit, you know.
Right.
But it was this one, especially, there's this one person, which is my manager, Eight's mom, who's my older homegirl. She's my, like, legit older homegirl from the hood, you know.
Wow.
So ever since I was young, she would always, like, she'll catch me in the city and, like, look out for me, you know, like, Rowdy, what are you doing over here? Like, you know, like, give me new shit, give me clothes, give me money, like, you know.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, looking out for me, you know. And then she'd be like, my son, he's a promoter, like, you know, he does events, like, I'm gonna have you perform and shit. And I'm like, yeah, tell him, like, you know what I mean? Because if it's her people, for sure.
You know it's good.
Yeah, it's smooth, for sure, you know. Right. Be like, yeah, let him know, you know. And then she'd be like, yeah, I've been telling him, but he ain't really, like, you know, fucking with you because, you know, being a cholo, or, you know what I mean, being a essay, a lot of people think, like, oh, you're gonna show me an essay rapper? Like, I already know what he's about to sound like. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But then after he actually heard me, he was like, oh, fuck, this dude's hard. Like,
right.
You know?
Right.
So, but like I said, at the time, I was still running around, like,
doing your shit.
Yeah, doing on my bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like he wanted to take me seriously, but I wasn't even taking myself seriously, you know?
Yeah.
Until a few times, I got into the studio with them a few times, and I seen, like, oh, damn, this fool actually,
like, you
know,
it's real.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's one thing when you're in somebody's garage and they got the mic and all that shit. You know, it's another thing when you're pulling up to Hollywood and it's,
and,
like,
you're in a real
studio. Hell yeah, you know? So damn. After a couple of times doing that, it was like, oh shit, you know?
That was it.
I'm fucking with this, yeah.
You got that fix.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you got that, you're like, it's over. Like, I need this all the time.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I feel that. So when you were younger, though, like when you were in school and shit, did you have, like, a favorite subject, or, like, what did you, because you're, I mean, not a lot of people got to see this, but you did that fucking Rubik's Cube in 2 seconds. You know what I mean? You got some.
No, I was always in an advanced placement classes, you know, in the GATE program, like I said, AP classes.
What subjects did you fuck with? Like, did you like reading? Did you like fucking writing?
I like science and math, you know.
Science and math.
But I also like history a lot, social studies and history, you know.
For real.
Yeah, I do. I like seeing how shit played out, you know, and the tactics people used and shit, you know.
That's sick as fuck.
Yeah.
So did you see, like, back then, right, when you were younger, did you ever have, like, oh, you know, I love fucking history or some shit, I'm going to become a history teacher? Did you ever have any of that? Nothing. Never,
like,
crossed,
I said,
your mind?
I had a one-track mind, and I was about to be a gang member.
That was the rest
of my life, for sure.
Damn. Well, I mean, hey, thank God you're doing what you're doing, man, because you're making some good music, and we got to get into that, for sure. I'm going to talk about the music in a second, but I want to make sure you spin the Tapped In wheel, so let me get the wheel out. Hold up.
All right.
So this is the wheel right here.
What's this?
It's got all these different things on it. You spin it 3 times. We'll see what happens. We'll see what you get. Got all kinds of different fun shit on it. So just go ahead and
give it a spin.
Spin it. Yeah. Let's go with your first spin and see what you get. What do you get?
He should go a little harder.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
get a better spin.
All right.
You get 3. The shots. You want to get him in. You feel me? Let's see. Oh, video reaction. All right. So we're going to show you a video. Let's see what it is.
I'm not joking. I have asked the last three dudes I've dated for their bank account info on the first date.
I don't judge people's actions. I look at the intention behind it. So, like, why do you ask for that?
Because I only want to date a wealthy guy that has money.
Valid. So you're getting straight to the point.
I think, you know, I have a job. I'm very successful. So I think I have every right to be like, hi, are we on the same level or where am I wasting my time?
All right. What do you think about that, Rowdy Rax?
Shit, I mean, if a girl asks me for my bank account information on the first date, I'm going to be like, what the fuck?
You know? I think that's a fair reaction.
Yeah, like, that's some, I mean, is that the first thing that's on your mind? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're worried about?
Exactly. You know, that would make me question the whole shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I understand if someone's like, he better have a job.
Yeah, I definitely fuck with that. Like, you know, what are you doing with your life? You know,
I don't want a fucking broke bitch. I don't want to be a broke bitch. You feel me? Like, I get it. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's fair.
But
a bank account info on the first date, bro. That's crazy.
That's crazy as fuck.
That's crazy. All right, you get two more spins.
All right.
Let's see what you got. That was the best spin, bro. Cap or no cap? All right, this is a good one. Ready? Rappers, cap or no cap?
Cap.
Cap. Shout out to Rowdy Rax with the legendary response. Cap. What do you feel like? I mean, in general, you don't have to name rappers. I'm not asking you to name rappers, but like, in terms of cap, it's at an all time high, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy.
For sure.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, you get another spin. This man spins this shit. Damn, top three, dead or alive. This is hard. So you could go. So you could do like your top three rappers, right? Dead or alive. You could do top three songs, dead or alive. Top three albums, or you could do top three.
What do you mean, dead or alive?
Movie, dead or alive. Like if you did like Pac, right? Like Pac's dead, right? So you could do like Pac. That's one. Alive could be like Wayne. Wayne's alive. You know. So it's from any era. You could choose anything you want. So, but you can only choose three. So three, who's your top three rappers or like your top three movies or some shit?
Okay, top three rappers. I'm going to definitely go with Pac. You named him.
Yeah, shout out Pac.
Dead, but very much alive.
Yep.
You know, just because his lyrics are just alive.
Crazy.
You know, his lyrics are definitely living words. You know?
And still relevant to this day, which is crazy.
Let me see. I'm going to go with Too Short.
Shout out Too Short.
Yeah. Just because he's a West Coast legend, you know, and he brought the energy, like the vibe, you know?
Yeah.
The vibe to the music.
I think that's the first
In my opinion.
I think that's the first Too Short we ever got.
And then I'm going to go with, this is my last choice. So
this is the hardest one.
I don't want to waste it.
Yeah. It's pretty, this one's fucked up.
I'm going to go with Trey D.
Trey D.
Trey D from the East Siders.
Shout out Trey D.
Because he brought that gangster shit, you know?
Right.
Like a lot of people, when it comes to music and shit, they go, oh, the West Coast vibe, the West Coast. Yeah, you know, it's more than for me and my music, it's more than a West Coast vibe, you know?
Yeah.
It's gangster rap.
It's not
just regular rap, you know?
Right.
I'm representing for the gang members.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
And it doesn't sound too like specific to like just LA.
Yeah,
you feel me? It's a little more relatable. It sounds like different, which we'll have to jump into that now, man. So talking about the music specifically. So like I was listening to everything I could find on fucking Spotify. So like the first thing I saw was back in 2020. Do you think, is that fair? Is that the first like song you put out on Spotify?
Yeah.
Like around that time?
Yeah, definitely. That's when I got out of release from prison.
Yeah.
And I got signed to AK.
That was back then. 2020. Yeah. So back then, I actually I listened to Warzone off of fucking you had like a three track project kind of thing.
Yeah, EP.
Yeah, it was called Grove. What was it called?
Grimy Grove.
Yeah. But yeah, Warzone, hard as fuck. Walk Me Through the Song. Do you remember making that song?
How could I forget? But around the time I was making that song, I was going literally going crazy in these streets. I was off the wall. I was off the chain.
Yeah.
All right. So Warzone was like me expressing how I looked at my hood. You know, my hood, yeah. My section was like a straight war zone.
That was the
around
war
that
zone,
time. Yeah. It was a war zone.
Yeah.
Straight up. You know.
Yeah.
It was on and cracking.
Yeah.
It was like, and you could check it out, like La Puente 2020.
Yeah, Google it. Yeah.
Gunplay. It was
crazy.
It was going down. You know.
Crazy. So do you remember making that song?
Hell yeah.
Like, were you in the studio? Were you at the house?
We was at the crib.
Yeah.
We was living in Eastvale, right? We was living in Eastvale. And the homie played this beat for me.
Yeah.
Right?
The beat's crazy.
Yeah.
I fuck with the beat. I
believe it's a Load of Great beat.
Shout out.
With the Ice Cube sample in it. So I was like, oh, this
is hard.
And I just woke up. I was just waking up, bro. Eye boogers in my eyes and shit. And I heard that shit. He's like, Rowdy, come here, foot, boom. This beat right here, this shit's for you. And I was listening to it. I'm like, oh.
This is hard.
That shit's hard. And that shit, the rest is history. It just came to me. Like, I made that song within, like, minutes.
Holy shit.
And I hit him with the easy E that woke up quick.
Yeah.
About noon, it's a brand new day to give an enemy the blues.
That shit was amazing. I was fucking with it. That's why I had to ask, like, is there a memory associated with it? Because it's a great song. And I feel like in terms of your lyrics, right? So like, are you writing or do you just like clock in and go off the fucking dome?
I do not write nothing.
Nothing?
I do not write with a pen and paper or on my notes, not one bit.
Bro, see, that's crazy.
I'll start off with a bar in my head, like, okay, woke up quick. And then at about noon, it's a brand new day to give an enemy the blues. And I'll be like, oh, that shit was hard.
That's hard. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
So then I'll be like, all right. Brush my teeth, kick feet, my shoes, finna put another op motherfucker on the nose.
Then that's, you know? You're like, all right, dope. Dumb.
So that's set. Boom. That's in, you know?
So you kind of, you write like in real time. You just do it like live. Like you're like, all right, cool. It's like, it's off the dome, but you're doing like punchline for punchline. Yeah,
exactly.
Kind of
exactly.
I fuck with that.
You know, but without being in the booth, you know?
Right. Right,
so it's like, you know, people, they punch in while they're in the booth.
Yeah.
You know, then they punch in a bar, boom, then they have it there. I could do that while I'm right here, you know? Like,
right.
I will never forget it.
And you log it away.
Yeah.
See, because that's the thing is like, it's crazy. Like in 2021, you did Gang Life.
Yeah.
Right? Gang Life, like, shout out to you. Fucking incredible storytelling. Great song. The beat's crazy. The lyrics are crazy. I was like, I've been talking to a lot of rappers. A lot of people say they go off the dome, all that shit. But when I heard Gang Life, I was like, this shit's written. This shit's too, like, but you're telling me that was
okay,
not
let
written?
Let me tell you something, though. Okay, a lot of my songs, too, not only Gang Life.
Yeah.
But a lot of my songs, they're written. Like, okay, I'll do the hook and a verse.
Right.
And then I'll throw in a flow that's from, like, way back in my juvenile hall days.
Damn.
See, all my flows that I made in juvenile hall, I remember. All my flows that I ever made, ever.
You got them?
Yeah, I got them logged in right here.
Oh, I can't remember Breakfast, bro. That's crazy.
I swear to God.
Shout out to you, bro.
I never forget them. So I'll be like, my manager be tripping out because he'll be like showing me beats. And then I'll be like, boom, I'll be hearing the beat. And I'll spit a whole. I'll be like, hey, bro, run that back real quick. Boom, he'll run it back from the jump. And I'll spit the whole shit and I'll be like, what the fuck? I'll be like, bro, that song, I made that song like 10 years ago.
Holy shit.
His whole iPhone notes is in his brain.
You got it all right here.
Yeah, high key.
Shout out to you, dog. That's crazy. You got some skill because you did that fucking Rubik's Cube in 2 seconds.
Yeah, well, like I
You're
said,
right,
bro.
It hits in 2 seconds. Like,
I've been in advanced placement classes my whole life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was in kindergarten, when I was in first grade, they wanted to move me to third grade. And when I was
you up.
When I was in third grade, they wanted to move me to fifth grade. And I was telling my mom, like, yeah, move me. Like, you know, and she's like, no, I'm not moving you, you know? And I was pissed. I was even crying. Like, why?
You're like, come on, what the fuck?
I want to be over there with the big kids. Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hell
she's
yeah.
She's like, no, you're going to thank me one day, you know?
Yeah, and facts. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, why? She's like, because when you get to high school, all the girls are going to be older than you.
Yeah. True.
And I did thank her.
Shout out to moms. Mom saw the play long term.
Good looking out, mom.
She's got the vision.
I love you,
Shout out to her, man. Yeah, dog, like gang life, incredible. Like, could you give me, like, do you remember, you have to remember making that.
Definitely, okay. What that gang life like though? Okay, the second half of the second verse.
Yeah.
The second verse of that song was from a poem, because in a juvenile hall, they don't have no music programs or nothing, you know, but what they do have is street poets. They have this like street poets thing, right? So they come give you a notebook and you can write whatever you want to write in it. You know, you can make a poem. It could have cuss words, murders, whatever. Drugs. You can't get in trouble for it because it's, you know,
it's poetry.
Exactly.
It's art.
So when I made that gang life track, I made the hook and the first verse, like right there, brand new, you know, then I threw in that other, the second verse from one of the poems.
Damn.
In my notebook, you know.
That's still off the dome, bro.
Which I don't have that notebook anymore.
Yeah, so it's,
I always have it though. Yeah,
it's up there. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, I was tripping when I heard that, and then fast forward to 22, right? I really fuck with Lame Brain, fucking great song, beats crazy. Who did the beat for Gang Life? Do you remember that?
Gang Life.
Viper.
Oh yeah.
Yo, shout out Viper in Germany, because that's
like Draco's shit.
Oh, and shit.
Yeah.
Damn, shout out Viper. That's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, so then Lame Brain beats crazy. I'm sure you remember making that shit.
Yeah, that's a too short beat.
Dog. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's fucking.
That's like, I need a freak. Just speed it up a little bit.
Yeah, I could tell by the sample. That's crazy. And then
it's actually not a sample. It's the actual
beat. It's the real beat.
Just speed it up.
But they just did the speed treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. And then this year in particular, you've been on like a rampage with drops.
I mean
like death threats, January, like crazy. That song's fucking crazy. Do you know who did the beat on that? Was that Viper again? FB?
Yeah, FB.
Shout out
to La Puente.
Oh, for real. Hey, yeah. Shout out to him, man. That fucking beat is crazy. Fucking G Wiz. That was in June. And shout out AZ Chike. I saw you did the I'm So Blessed with him.
Yeah.
Banger. Fucking banger. And then recently, this is what I really want to get into, is Old Age. So you did that song with the video, the music video, right?
With the live performance, yeah.
Crazy. So like in terms of, it seems like everything is building towards some shit. I don't know if you could really describe it or talk about it, but there has to be an album, right? Like,
yeah, well, there's definitely an album coming out, you know, and in the meantime, I'm going to be dropping a mixtape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the mixtape first?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the
mixtape. We could talk about the mixtape.
Tell me about the mixtape.
So the mixtape's coming soon. It's actually almost done.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm putting together a lot of things, you know, but still working on the album, you know, but the album actually is almost done too, you know, but I work really fast. I don't know if
I can tell.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So album's on the way.
The album's on the way. The album will be coming, but the mixtape is coming soon.
Okay.
The mixtape's about to hit you guys like.
And the tape's hard as fuck, I guess.
Yeah, you guys ain't even ready for this.
Do you have any like producer, like is F Beat on there? Do you have like,
I got a lot of them on there. I got F Beat on there. I believe we got Load of Great on there.
Shout out.
I got a lot of big artists like G Perico on there.
Shout out G Perico.
I got a I'm telling you, you guys,
it's a good
tape.
You guys
are not ready for the tape.
You know? So in terms of the tape, right? So like how soon exactly do you think? Like, do you have a date right now or you're just still finishing it up?
I ain't gonna give you guys the date. But it's going to be soon.
But it's soon.
It's going to be soon, yeah. You know, I like to reward the fans that stay tapped in with me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know, exactly. I'm not going to be like, oh, around this time, get tapped in with me, because then it's going to, you know, stay tapped in because it's going to drop. You know
you
what
got
I'm
a marketing brain. That's crazy. Shout out to you. Yeah, that's good, man. And then in terms of the sound, like what is it sounding like right now? You know, is it sounding like,
see, it's not more, I don't really focus more on the sound compared to the vibe, you know? How's it going to feel? You know what I mean? I like when it comes to the five senses, like, you know, I want to feel is what really where I focus at. You know, you're going to feel my music more than you're going to hear it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, if you hear my music and you don't feel it,
That's yeah.
Then you must not really be listening.
Exactly.
You must just be hearing it.
Right.
You know? If you actually listen to my music, you're gonna feel it.
You'll feel it.
Straight up.
Exactly. You know? The lyrics will do the job.
Yeah.
The beat will do the job. Definitely. They'll get it. They'll get it. And in terms of we gotta talk about shows. Bro.
I got a show coming up actually September 29th in Santa Ana.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be my first show that I'm headliner, you know?
Wow. Okay, September 29th, Santa Ana. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that shit's going to be dope.
Where's it at? What's the venue?
I don't even know. I'm not sure exactly what the venue's called.
Oh, okay. But it's going to be September 29th.
Yep, it's going to be hard.
Make sure people tap in with that 100%.
Yeah, I'm going to kill that shit.
That's got to go crazy. The shows. So, like, what was your first performance? Do you remember that?
Because
that's definitely worth.
What was it, Riverside?
Bro, Riverside goes crazy.
Well, besides that other one, that Backyard Boogie that I did a few years ago, but nah, Riverside went up. Then I did San Bernardino not that long ago.
Do you remember the feeling of Riverside?
Shit, yeah.
Were you nervous and shit?
Hell no. Nah,
you just like.
I'm never nervous. I love that shit, actually.
You love the performance.
Yeah. I love to get on stage and connect with the audience, you know? Matter of fact, we were having technical difficulties where the mixing board or whatever was fucked. The mics were good, but the mixing board or whatever was off. Like, you know, so I had to get up there and like entertain the crowd just with me, you know, a cappella.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So I had to keep it going, you know, ain't nothing to a boss.
That's amazing, man. That's good, man. It seems like you're definitely built for this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you have the backstory, right? You have the writing is on point. The fucking beats are on point. You're kind of building all towards the right thing. You know,
That's crazy is because I always wondered, you know, because I always chose a certain path, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But after a while, you start realizing like, okay, this is always going to be going on, you know, gangbanging and going to jail and this and that. It's always going to be going on.
Yeah.
But what am I going to be doing? Like, you know, how am I going to be, you know what I mean? Like establishing myself, like, you know, I'm not going to be slanging or what am I going to be doing? Robbing? Like, you're not going to get really nowhere, you know?
Right.
What am I good at? You know what I mean? So like I would work, like I said, I would work with my brother or whatever, like, you know, but, and anything you could, like anything that can be done, you know, if it comes with an instruction manual, I could do it. You know what I mean? I'm not dumb. I'm not slow. Like, you know, if it comes with the instructions, I could get it done. You know what I mean? But when I started noticing all my skills, like my skill set and the music production, like the music industry, it like lines up perfectly. Like, I'm definitely made for this shit. Like, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
For sure.
Yeah. It's a crazy blessing to be able to like leverage all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And like have the like mental ability to like wrap your head around this shit. Like, all right, I need a team. I need to be able to get this shit advertised. You feel me? Like it's bigger than just making music.
Hell yeah. And then dealing with all the shit I dealt with growing up, you know, being able to perform under pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being able to handle certain situations during stress.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely molded me to be able to handle this.
I said you built for this shit.
Hell yeah,
that's crazy, man. So we got the, do you know, can we say the name of the tape? Do you know the name yet? No, we'll keep it on the wraps. We'll keep it on the wraps.
Nah,
we just gotta stay tapped in with Rowdy Racks. That's how you're gonna know what's up.
And you're gonna know.
Just stay tapped in, subscribe, follow, all that shit.
Yeah,
they'll know exactly what's good.
Yeah,
respect.
If you're tapped in with Tapped In,
you're tapped in with Rowdy Racks.
You're gonna be tapped in with Rowdy Racks. Then you're gonna be tapped in. You're gonna know
exactly. Man, first of all, thank you for tapping in with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me,
bro. What the best way to keep people tapped in with you, is it just Instagram?
Pretty much.
Instagram, is it just at Rowdy Racks?
At Rowdy Racks with two S's.
Two S's.
Yeah.
But spelled regular like Rowdy Racks.
Yeah, Rowdy Racks with
the
extra S.
With extra S. There you go. First of all, thanks again for tapping in, man. Make sure to run up his shit on Spotify everywhere. Watch the fucking music videos.
All platforms.
Stay tapped in with him on all platforms. Thank you guys for tapping in with us. Subscribe, hit the bell. We're tapping out. Perfect.